We are living in an era where democracy and freedom of speech are among the most important values. However, it requires courage to speak out against evolution theory in almost every country, including Islamic countries. You cannot be a professor at a university unless you go with the evolution theory. How did the world come to that? How did evolution theory become this untouchable theory, which anyone cannot speak against and everyone must obey?
Unfortunately, this is one of the problems that occur when we talk about evolution. Sadly, especially if someone works in the field of scientific research or he is working for institutions, he is obligated to be on the side of negation and commitment to methodological naturalism and therefore deny in all forms the possibility of a project behind living things, namely the existence of a higher intelligence. Otherwise, unfortunately, he can encounter great difficulties. For example, in the United States, there are cases of people who have been ridiculed or who have lost their jobs, who have been banished, or who have been put aside their roles in the scientific field, which are sometimes very important, simply because they expressed a point of view related to intelligent design. They didn't exclude the existence of an intelligent design or thought that some characteristics of living beings can be better explained through the action of an intelligent agent. Unfortunately, this is a big problem. Once a Chinese scholar told an American scholar, "In America, you can criticize the government, but not the evolution. While here in China, we can criticize evolution, but not the government." Unfortunately, in some countries such as the United States, Italy, and other European countries, this can really become a problem.
Questo diventa veramente può diventare veramente un problema.